based on a principle from the Talmud that says, "Kol mitzvot mevarchot alehem over la'asiyatam," that when it comes to mitzvot, we always make the beracha before we perform the mitzvah. So therefore, we would not make an exception when it comes to lighting candles on Friday night. We make the beracha first, la'adlik ner shel Shabbat, and then we light the nerot Shabbat. Even though the Ben Ish Chai and the Rama have a different opinion when it comes to this, and according to them, the custom would be to light and then make the beracha. But it seems, according to Maran and the custom of other Sephardi communities, our community is a little vague with the customers because it's actually split. But it'd be more proper then to light the beracha, to light the candles only after one makes the beracha, just like he does by all other mitzvot. Question is that when is Shabbat then accepted? When the lady lights. So the halakha writes that preferably once the lady finishes lighting, that's when Shabbat begins. Doesn't start after she makes the beracha. She wouldn't be allowed to light then. She makes the beracha, the digmir shel Shabbat, and then she lights. That's why preferably she should not shake out the candle, because already after she lights, that's the proper time to accept Shabbat. So the proper thing is just to leave the candle down and let it go out by itself. That's why some of the rabbis advise that it might be wiser to light Nerot Shabbat with a match, because a match goes out by itself. A candle, the nature is, after you take it, you're going to put it down, it's going to last for till the wax runs out. So therefore, from a practical standpoint, it would be better to light with a match the Nerot Shabbat and then just put the match down and let it go out by itself. Of course, it's not 100% necessary to accept Shabbat at the time of the lighting of the candles. Today's halakha, we're just discussing the most preferred way, that you light the candles right after the candles are lit, that's when Shabbat is accepted, and to put the match down to follow the opinion of the Bahag that's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, that they accept the Shabbat then. But we will discuss in the future options where, if you don't want to accept the Shabbat at the time of the candle lighting, exactly how do you do that and how do you go about it.